Hello, everyone. Got a piece of hair on me. What's up, y'all? How is everybody doing today? I'm not late, but I got on here about a minute later than I had planned because I had to brush my teeth. And yes, it's noon here and I hadn't brushed my teeth yet. You know how, like, you just get out of... Like, I didn't brush my teeth first thing when I got up this morning for some reason. And so then, you know, it doesn't happen. I get busy doing other things. So, and I know that's an excuse, right? But it's so interesting how you just get a little bit off of your, you know, your morning routine, and it's kind of like dominoes. So that's why how important routines are. Actually, I'm going to be teaching about routines to the Queen's Club next week. So that's on Wednesday, I think. So, all right. Yeah, how's everybody doing? Say hi in the chat. And we've got Jen and Joni already up. So I am going to go ahead and get started. Y'all can also post questions in the Q&A. But I would love to coach you in person as well. Let me get my notes pages here. So, okay, Jen. Let's get you started. See. Hello.
Can you see me yet? Okay.
Yes, there you are. Hi.
I've never used this before, and I'm trying to get used to this. I joined in April.
Yes.
And I'm having lots of struggles even starting. I get scared, I get frustrated. At my heaviest, I was 318 pounds. I got down to 173. I had sleeve surgery, but it took me 3 years to get down to that. Mm-hmm. And I managed to gain 10 pounds since April.
Okay. So
243. And I'm frustrated. I don't know, like...
You said you're frustrated. Why?
I think it comes from fear of succeeding. When I was 173 pounds, my skin hanged and I got attention that I didn't want. And I don't know. But now that I'm back up, I have a hard time hanging, you know, none of my clothes fit, my kids. I can't play with them like I would. I went on a girls trip. I go on one every year with my friends that we meet up, and I fit in the airplane seat barely, but I don't need an extender or anything like that. But I just wasn't comfortable the whole entire time.
Right.
Just part of me is like pissed off that I had sleeve surgery. I failed and I have to look at that, but I didn't. I mean, it didn't fail, and I'm a perfectionist, so I think I'm an all or nothing, and I keep trying, and I need direction.
Right. Okay. So let's just get the big question out of the way.
Okay.
You talked about reasons you want to lose weight and reasons you don't want to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to lose weight?
I do. Okay. I do. It's just always been a part of my life. So I don't know, part of that, like, oh my God, what am I going to do if I'm actually there? Because then it is like what Prince said, you find something else to obsess over then. And then I obsessed over the skin and then
right.
A big, and it felt like a bag. And
probably because you were thinking like, when I lose the weight, everything's going to be perfect.
Completely. Right. And you know, part of it, just like the program, the weight loss program that I went through, took over a year and a half to go through. It kind of pisses me off a little bit because I was like, they didn't really mentally prepare me for it.
But like, what if
I didn't do
like they weren't supposed to, because you just weren't ready for that mental piece right yet until now.
Maybe that's true.
I mean, that can be true. You know, you can just decide that that's true. That like, okay, I went through all of this to get me to where I am right now.
Right.
And I was supposed to lose the weight and realize that I was going to have loose skin and gain some of it back so that the next time when I lose it for good, I know what I'm in for. And I'm going to work on my thoughts around that, right?
Right.
And so it's just like, you know, because you're right now you're fighting with the past. You're fighting with what has happened that you cannot change.
Correct.
And so we all, I think, I don't know who said it, but we always, you know, I think it was Byron Katie who said, you know, you fight with the past, you're going to lose every time because it's just done, you know, it's just done. But you're fighting for this, like it should have been different. It should have gone differently. It shouldn't, you know, it's, you're just shooting all over yourself. I'm throwing out all the sayings today, but yeah. So it's like, okay, first off, it's deciding that you're doing this, right? You're committed to this.
I keep printing everything off. I start journaling through the day and then like work close the shit. And then I spend most of the day, I'm a nurse and I'm a care manager and my job is to take care of all these people. And then I go home and I have four kids and all excuses.
Okay. So what would you say is like the moment, like you have print everything out, you're all good. And then what is the moment that we need to work on today? You know, like what is that moment?
Not getting tempted, I think. You know, people bring treats into the office. Yeah. Or
so you were thinking like, so let's say somebody brings in a treat, right? And you're like, I want that.
Yeah. Or I go to the cafeteria and we have a great cafeteria. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think should happen instead?
I should eat what's in my damn lunchbox. I
mean, do you think that you should not even like want that stuff at the cafeteria, that like when somebody brings in something, you're like, oh, I don't want that. I've got my plan.
Well, part of me wants to say yes, but I think it's unrealistic sometimes.
Yes, I will tell you it is, right? Because it's like you think that, oh, I shouldn't have these same old thoughts shouldn't come up again. I'm doing this like weight loss thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I want this. And so you want it to be easy. You know, you want to like, you want all those old thoughts that you've had for years and years and years to just poof, disappear. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way it works. It's like, okay, here's my opportunity. Somebody just brought in some donuts or whatever to work. Here we go. Here's my opportunity to practice what I've learned. And when I say practice, because I heard you say perfectionism at some point, and I'm a fellow, I like to call myself a recovering perfectionist. It's like, oh, wait a minute. Okay. Well, it hasn't gone perfectly today. I had a, you know, I had a thought.
Oh, shit.
You know, and forget it. Mm-hmm. I'll start over tomorrow. You know, all this stuff, right? Exactly. And it's recognizing that, and again, I always say one of the best thoughts that helped me losing weight was like, I'm just going to do it differently this time. I'm not going to expect it to go perfectly this time. That has not worked for me in the past, right? I mean, it just hasn't worked. You have plenty of evidence of that, right? So what if I did something differently? What if I welcomed in these urges and said, okay, yes, of course I'm going to have urges. And sometimes I'm going to eat because of them and sometimes I'm not, but I'm going to keep practicing it, you know, forever. Mm-hmm. And I am going to decide that imperfection is the key. I mean, that's the secret sauce here.
And that's where I get that, but then I can't stop myself. And the reason why I had sleeve surgery is because I'm a binge eater. And mm-hmm. I thought maybe that would stop me from binge eating.
Mm-hmm. Really, and that's the other thing. You want binges to just stop and you to never binge again.
I do.
And that doesn't happen. I'm a binge eater too.
The Graves binge, you know, where I get all the binge food and, well, I can't shove them down all at once. So now I'm just going to lay it all
and
out.
Because you binge and then you beat yourself up afterwards that wasn't supposed to happen, that I'm a horrible person, that I'm
work past that then. I mean, I identify the problem. I understand the problem. I haven't found the tool to work through it, pass it, around it. I got to work through it clearly. But
you got to let it keep happening and be okay with that and work. I mean, and one binge at a time, you do your recovery worksheet, you take what you learned, you apply it for next time and you keep going. But the key is that you don't beat yourself up for doing it again. It's all, I mean, it's just like, it's just about everything. I mean, it's the same thing like with everything in your past. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I binge. That's part of the past now. I can't change that. What can I do now? What can I take from that to move forward? But I'm never going to, and I'm telling you, I was there like, okay, it's, you know, it's June 1st, never binging again. That's the perfectionism coming in. That's the black and white coming in. It never works. I'm living proof. It never works. And there's a call that Corinne did. I'm going to post it here in the notes for this call. It's called What If Binges Don't Have to Stop? I think it is one of her best, you know, it's just like 10, 15 minutes. It's just a little rant she did during one of the Q&As. And it's about, okay, what if they don't have to stop? What if you don't have to not ever binge again? What if it's okay for you to binge? And that's all about, you know, just being okay that you do this every once in a while. But you're not going to just do it, beat yourself up and move on, because that doesn't help. It's just like everything else. This is my opportunity to learn from this and move forward and practice imperfection, practice not beating myself up, and all that kind of stuff.
Do you have any tips on like how to feel more connected with other people, like within our group, or because I can't constantly be on Facebook and right. Everybody's sending message back and forth and it starts to drive me crazy. You know? I've tried little groups, they're all like ding, 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 and I'm like, oh, I can't handle this.
So you have a group right now, or you've been in groups in the past?
I don't feel connected.
So first off,
and I feel like I need somebody that's further along and more successful that's mm-hmm. willing to like team up with me and show me what they do.
Right, first off, connected is a feeling, right?
Correct.
And that comes from your thoughts.
Correct.
Not from, you know, a accountability group or a person or anything else. So that's important to remember. Okay. That you create connection through your own mind.
Right.
So you can decide you're connected right now today sitting here. Because
I the most I felt.
Right? I mean, you just decide that I'm connected because of this. I mean, you can decide that you're connected because you like I'm taking advantage of office hours today. So mm-hmm. I'm connecting, you know, with the community in that way. But so every Monday in the Facebook group, we have a post and we use the hashtag daily post. And so you can just search that in the Facebook page. And every Monday we have an accountability post. And so that's where you can post what you're needing and other people post what they're looking for. And okay. You kind of do like a little kind of speed dating kind of thing where you read other people's posts and then you post and people might respond to you and all that kind of stuff. And okay. So, but I mean, line out, you know, what you're looking for. And Mary Jo, who's our community manager, will get in there and kind of try to hook people up and things like that. And so you can always tag her in there as well, Mary Jo McDonald. And, yeah. But that's her job, is to manage the community and get people hooked up. And so it sounds like maybe you just want one other person mm-hmm. and, you know, y'all may just want to text or whatever. So
I have a friend that is in it, but she's having a hard time too. So it's mm-hmm. kind of, it's hard, you know, like I love her and I want to support her, but I'm like, I feel like you're not helping me.
Right. I mean, and this is a time.
I'm not helping her.
Right. Right. I mean, this is a time where you need to be kind of selfish, right? Where it's like, okay, this is what I need. I am practicing asking for what I need right now. And so, yeah, I mean, there are all kinds of people who would love to work with you because they are a little bit farther along mm-hmm. and it can be so helpful for them to help someone like you, right? And so it's like, it's all win-win situation there. So just go in there and post and look around and see, you know, see who's posting in there. And then, but don't give up, right? If nobody comments, don't make that mean anything, right? It's just, you're right. Just working on it. And right. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, fifth grade or whatever, where you just got to kind of figure out. And here's the other thing with accountability partners and groups, just commit to, I love this. Corinne reminded people of this last weekend, like commit to a month just to try it out for a month and then reassess. Because I just know there's all kinds of people in here who are sticking with these groups that are just not working for them. And it's not anything personal, right? It's just like, I just need something different and it's all okay. So just commit to a month and say, okay, then we're going to be real with each other in a month and decide if this is something we still want to do. Or, but the Mastering Accountability course, one of the bonus courses on the website,
okay,
part of that course, there's an accountability group guide, and it's for, you know, two people or larger. And you can read through that too. And kind of, you know, it gives some great advice on how to, you know, stay with somebody or not stay with somebody and just find the right thing for you.
Awesome.
All right.
This has been very helpful.
Okay. Good. All right. Talk to you later. Bye. All right, Joni. Hello.
Morning. How are you?
Hi. How are you? Good.
Good.
What's going on?
Well, I was looking for some tips and help as I lose this last 3.5 pounds and go into maintenance.
Okay.
Started as a groupie in May of 2018, joined the tribe in last September.
Okay.
And I had a goal last May that I was going to be at 150 pounds by this May. I didn't make it. So had to do some TDLing and journaling about
that. I was just about to say, what did you make that mean that you didn't reach the goal then?
It just means I have more to learn.
Yeah. Right. Like, okay, I didn't reach the goal, but going to keep going.
Yeah. And then June and July, made some poor choices on vacation, gained some weight, didn't keep my data. So since July 1, I've been 100% on 24-hour plans assessments in the 50 to 60% range with staying on plan and 2 to 2 hunger scale.
Okay.
So recognize my data is telling me that I have some work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Since the 1st of August, have really been working on that piece. So I have 3.5 pounds to go. I'm kind of bumping up against a thought because I've been at this weight before with previous weight loss attempts and stalled out. And my mind goes to, you're going to have to restrict. It's going to be hard. All of those kinds of thoughts. Are you going to make it? Are you going to be able to stay here? So I've been doing a lot of TDLs about that thought, and that I just haven't learned what my body needs to get to 150 pounds. So I was just looking for some help.
Okay, so So since you've been back on, like, getting your data and stuff like that, have you lost weight?
I have. Okay. I have. So it's working. It's not been perfect.
But well, no, it never is, right?
It's working, but I'm kind of fearful that it's going to stop working. So
because I hear you talking. Yeah. Like I hear you talking and I'm like, you just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Until you get to the weight, until 150 pounds. I mean, yes, you're going to, you definitely, you know, you're aware of your thoughts, right? Like, you know, this is, you know, you're getting to your goal weight. So yeah, your brain's going to go like, it's going to come up with a bunch of, you know, drama. So you're aware of it and you're like, no, I just need to keep doing what I'm doing. I don't need to change anything. My body is responding to what I'm doing right now. I mean, it's just recognizing those thoughts and then saying, thank you for your input, but I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing because there's no drama to be had here. There's just nothing. It's just, because your brain is fit, you know, it's this primitive brain. Like, what's going to, I mean, we're about to get to 150 and then what?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's some TDLing you can do. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, what's left now? You're just going to be able to just maintain.
Yeah.
And weight loss is not going to be like this huge focus of your life anymore.
Yeah. And it's like, my clothing size isn't going to change much in 3.5 pounds. Everybody has seen me at this weight. The feedback, oh, you've lost weight, all of that stuff is going to stop. So I'm kind of trying to prepare for that. And
I mean, what do you think, what do you need, think you need to prepare for?
When I'm not getting the reward of the scale and not getting the reward of people saying, oh, gee, you've lost weight.
Yeah. It's like, okay, what's, just like I was saying, right? What's left? Mm-hmm. Wait, this weight loss thing is nailed. You know, I mean, it's really, it's already nailed because you just, you're just doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, what's left? So what is left?
Well, I kind of thinking about what's my next fitness challenge or, you know, I guess that kind of thing. Cause I've started walking and I really enjoy that. And so maybe exploring that.
But I'm even talking about like outside of all that, right? Just in your life, like what is left when you're just, you're making your plan, you're assessing, yeah, you're exercising, but what outside of that is, okay, you know, that's something to kind of just ask yourself. Like, what am I going to use my mental energy on when I don't have any drama around this weight loss thing? Because like, because that's what you've got to figure out, because otherwise, if you don't give your brain something else to focus on, it's going to create drama again and the weight's going to sneak back in, right? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. We're not having, I'm not saying you need to find other drama, right? But you need to find other, you know, things to spend your mental energy on, you know, okay. Your brain doesn't want to be idle.
Okay.
So it's, you know, it's just like, okay, I figured this out. What's my next thing?
Okay. So thinking about what life looks like in maintenance and.
Right.
Okay.
And it's, I mean, it's really recognizing you've done this already where it's like, okay, I'm not going to have this, you know, reward from the scale or these people talking to me about my weight loss. And then, I mean, it's kind of getting deeper. Like, do I need a reward, right? Or is, I mean, life is really just more about this just kind of steady and a few little highs and lows, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, I mean, how's it going to be? You know, it's this new normal of I, you know, I don't need rewards. I don't need praise. I need, you know, what do I need? And just really thinking about, oh, you're in Queen's Club, right?
Yes.
So go back and look at some of those, you know, masterclasses and calls that we've had.
Okay.
Because those all address a lot of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Yes.
Give my brain something else to chew on because it doesn't need to worry about the food and the
right. You got that nailed. But it's also thinking, I mean, this is a really exciting, you know, you can think of this as a really exciting time for you. Mm-hmm. This is a time when you are just like you're celebrating what you've accomplished and then you get to just move on to something else, like whatever you want, you know, a new hobby or a new career or whatever it is, you know, it can be, and you know, if you choose, it can be really an exciting thing. Yeah. And you can build off of, okay, I accomplished this. What else can I do?
Okay. You know, and just say, okay, those fear thoughts, I hear you, but I'm not listening today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your input. I'll move on. Noted. I like to say noted. Move on.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
very good. Thank you, Betsy.
All right. Talk to you later. Yeah, you too. Bye. All right. We got Jessica and my friend Toby's on here. So excited to talk to her. She lives here in town. All right. Hello.
Can you see me okay?
I can, and I can hear you.
Okay. Hi. This is my first Zoom call.
Well, you're doing great. You got on.
Yes, I was trying to figure it out. So hi. So I'm looking for some guidance in maybe leveling up or tweaking my program. Basically, I've been a member since January of this year, so almost 8 months, I guess. And I'm just yo-yoing the same 3, almost 4 pounds the whole time. So no really consistent weight loss. But I've made huge gains in all the other areas, like the basics, I've got them down. I made a plan every day, assessed it, over 100 ounces of water a day. I get more than 7 hours of sleep. Maybe it's in my 2 area. I feel like I have that under control. Mm-hmm. I noticed a big difference from the beginning where I was like figuring it out and saying, wow, I really do overeat. So I just want the scale to start moving more. I mean, I know I've lost inches. I work out 3 to 5 times a week. I feel it in my clothes.
Right.
It's the best program ever as far as I'm concerned. I just want to start losing more weight and getting the scale moving and kind of getting past that threshold where I'm going to start to really see progress past the yo-yoing. So I don't know if I'm just in like maintenance or.
Yeah. I mean, it just really sounds like you're just kind of eating to maintain right now. Right. So first off, I want you to, and this is kind of like what I was talking about with Jen, where it's like, okay, the past 8 months, first off, you know, how do you want to think of those, right? I mean, you've talked about like all kinds of different strides that you've made in the last 8 months. And it's like, okay, all of it was supposed to go that way, right? You weren't supposed to lose weight yet until now.
Okay.
So that's kind of a, you know, just, I think it's important to start there where it's like, it shouldn't have gone any differently. You know,
it's so hard because you're wanting it so much and you see other people's results and you try not to look at that.
Right. But it's, know, it's, I mean, in terms of moving forward from here, that is essential, right? Because you can't beat yourself up like, oh, I hadn't lost any weight in these last 8 months. And I'm, you know, that's not a great place to start, right? From where, you know, moving forward. Because you can't beat yourself up on the way to weight loss, right? You can't, you know, you can't hate yourself on the way down the scale is what we always say. And so if the first step is just having some compassion and kindness for yourself and saying, okay, this is different, right? This is different than what I've done in the past. And that is so okay, because this is the last time I'm going to do this. And so I needed to have this time to figure all this, other stuff out and to figure out how to maintain for a little while.
Yeah.
And it was exactly the way it was supposed to be. So that I got here today, August 17th, on a call with Betsy. And now it's time to start, you know, to start with the scale. So.
I really think it's the fear of failure.
Yeah.
I think that's like the bottom line. I mean, I've been dieting since I was 16. I'm in my 40s now. I haven't really made a diet work since my 20s. And I'm just like this big block. Oh, I'm going to fail anyways. I don't know if I truly believe it. Whereas there's like 5,000 people in the tribe and they're having progress and there's still this crazy block in my head. Oh, that.
So do you think that you failed, like you failed the last 8 months?
No, but I wish I was a little bit farther along.
So that's where that's what you can't ever say ever again. Right. Okay. I mean, I don't ever want you to say that out loud again. You can think, you know, you can think it, right. I mean, your brain's going to just come up with that every once in a while, but it's this mental piece that I've just said where it's like, I've just got to decide that the last 8 months totally prepared me to where I am right now. Because I will guarantee you, it ain't going to happen, you know, moving forward until you really work on that piece. And then, you know, we can talk about a few little tweaks, right? But that mental piece, I mean, and also being afraid of, you know, pre-failing is what we call it, right? Just failing ahead of time so that you don't have to fail later. And here's the deal. You don't ever have to fail, right? You don't ever have to think of the last 8 months as a failure. You don't ever have to think of anything in the future as a failure. You can decide that you're either succeeding or you're learning. That's what we always say. Like if you lose weight or follow your plan or whatever, that's a success. If you don't, you're learning, you're applying what you learned and you're moving forward. I mean, there's no failure. You know, there's no such thing as failure. I mean, what if, right? What if we just believe that there was no such thing as failure, or like failure was, if we want to keep believing there's failure, then it's required to lose weight and keep it off. And we know that, right? We know that you can't do this perfectly. And none of us have. None of the thousands of us that have lost weight have done it perfectly. And so that's number one, is just deciding how you want to move forward from a place of I'm right where I need to be. And then we can talk about these tweaks. So if you were to tweak, you know, one thing, right? Let's say it's August 17th for the next 30 days. I'm going to tweak this one thing to see if I can get the scale moving.
Well, I did that yesterday. Mm-hmm. I've changed my weigh-in day to Saturday because I seemed to get a better result on Saturday. So I was up, I was back at the 284 where I started, and I thought, well, I need to really tweak some things. And I thought, well, I need to eat more vegetables. And I'm trying to do like no sugar, because it makes my body feel horrible, and less flour. It's not like a complete no sugar, mm-hmm. no flour. So I've been having a flatbread every lunch. I've been making the two ingredient dough every lunch and mm-hmm. having that for lunch as a sandwich. So I got rid of that yesterday and had a salad, and then I had more vegetables at dinner, and then I was down like 2 pounds today. So.
Well, and we know that, you know, down 2 pounds is not necessarily totally reflective of what we did yesterday, first off. I mean,
right. It could be from the whole week.
It could be from the whole week or whatever. But I just want you to make a decision. But, you know, great. Okay. So then, okay. So for the next 30 days, more vegetables. I don't want there to be any question about what you're doing. And you said, like, going to kind of try with less sugar or try, you know, it's all this, it's a little wishy-washy. So I want you to just commit next 30 days. What are we doing?
More vegetables, less sugar, less flour, mm-hmm. and you know, leaving 3 or 4 bites at dinner.
Okay. That's totally doable.
Yeah.
Right. Totally doable, and nothing more. But also, again, going back to your thoughts, right? Your brain's going to sneak in. Oh, that's not enough. Couldn't possibly be enough, right? We need to overhaul the entire thing. We need to start from scratch. We need to start an OBS over again or whatever it is, right? And it's a matter of being, okay, of course my brain's going to tell me that. You know, it's looking for, it doesn't want me to move forward because it's afraid I'm going to fail. But I am going to decide that I am pushing through. I don't even like pushing through because it's not hard unless you think it's hard, right? And those few things, you're doing them already. So next 30 days, commit to those, nothing more, right? And then just keep your data. And I want, you know, you can come back on with me in 4 weeks and we can reassess from there.
Okay.
Okay.
A good goal.
Okay. So you're feeling?
I feel better. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, check back in with me. All right. Let me know how it's going. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye. All right. I'm going to take a few little notes here. Okay, Toby. Rest of y'all get in line. Hey, girl.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you? Good. I'm in my bed. It's Saturday, and I refuse to get up. So I'm dressed, but I'm back in the bed.
Looks comfy. So yeah. What's going on?
So I'm still just resisting this whole, I'm just resisting.
Wow.
I'm telling myself it's a job. I'm telling myself, I'm kind of even telling myself I don't really want to do this, or I'm okay with how I am right now. Yeah. Because I'm focused on work as always, mm-hmm. and my teenager who's needed a lot from me lately. And I'm there's some diet mentality stories going on that, like, if I start this, I'll have to do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I know logically none of that's true. I know logically if I literally just plan, probably wouldn't even have to change that much to start getting results. I know all of that. I'm really smart. Yeah, I know it all. Not doing it. Want to say I don't know why, which can't possibly be true because we know, but I don't know. I'm still resisting.
So what do you want me to tell you? I know you, so I'm like, I'm just going to try a little bit different way here and mm-hmm. see what, I mean, what do you think I'm going to tell you that's going
to start with the basics mm-hmm. to just go back. It's not that big of a deal. Why are you telling yourself it's this huge thing? Just start with the basics.
This is what I was talking about with, I don't know with Joni or Jen, there's all these J names. Like, what is that moment, right? Like, there is a moment where the resistance comes in. And, like, for you, what is that moment? Like, you know everything intellectually, right? Mm-hmm. Is it, like, when you sit down to make the plan? Is it, or do you make the plan and then when you get an urge? Or what is it that's...
It's more urges and it's more kind of the combination of what some beliefs around what I should be eating versus what I want to eat. So I think I'm probably falling back into the, okay, let's plan salads when I don't want to eat salad. I want to eat pizza, and not allowing myself to be okay with a realistic plan.
Mm-hmm.
And even trying that for the, like logically I go, okay, well just try anything, that write it down. It doesn't matter what it is for 30 days and even include like two snacks if you feel like it's trapping you to not put them on. Just do that, which is very logical. And as mm-hmm. I'm saying it, that makes the most sense. Mm-hmm. Because it's almost like I do so much other stuff in my life. I'm such a high achiever. It's like, if I put all these like weight loss rules on, that's kind of when I quit. So that one thing, just start writing down. If you're going to eat pizza, if you're going to eat whatever, eat it. That's not hard. So
I want to go back to this thought that you had about maybe I'm just okay the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you keep thinking that, that's just going to shut you down every time. Yeah. And it's like, I mean, and
it's more like I'm not that unhappy.
Right.
Like I need to lose I would like to lose 25 pounds some days, and other days I'm like, I'm not that unhappy. I look good. I take care of myself. I present myself as well as I can. I tell myself these stories. I don't even look really overweight. I don't, you know, I carry it well, whatever all those stories mm-hmm. are, which is all true. What comes back to wanting to actually lose the weight is more of the joint pain when I eat flour and stuff. My feet hurt. My hands hurt. I don't want to feel older than I am. I want to be.
But here's the thing. I know you. And I mean, you just said you're a high achiever. Mm-hmm. And like, I know you go to work when you don't want to, and you have all the stuff at work. What? I mean, I want you to, this is your next thing, right? It's like, okay. And then with your daughter and everything, right?
Do all of that stuff to the nth degree.
Right. Things are non-negotiable in that part of your life. Weight loss needs to become non-negotiable.
Okay.
And that means and you need to ask yourself if that's what this is what, first of all, you got to decide if this is what you really want.
I do.
And then you're like, I do. I mean,
I think the resistance is I have a belief I can't lose weight and do those other things at the high level. It's either or.
Right.
And I'm not willing to put this as my number one focus right now because I am focused on work stuff for my kid. And so I have to have a belief that they can happen simultaneously.
Yes. Yes. And to do that, you have to you have to practice believing it, you know, like work on believing it, and then you have to do it and prove to yourself that it's possible. So okay. I think for you, it's like, okay, I'm doing this next 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I am making a realistic plan for the next 30 days. And I am, every time my brain goes to, well, you know, I don't know if you're going to be able to do this. It's like, no, This is non-negotiable, just like other things in my life.
Right.
This is non-negotiable for the next 30 days, brain. Mm-hmm. And we are doing this. And we are going to see how this goes. But I don't even like, I mean, that's even, no. That's like, no, we're doing
it's just
that.
It's just there's no other option.
There's no other option. Mm-hmm. And just like there's no other option with your business or your daughter or anything else.
Yeah.
That's where, I mean, and it's like, okay, I can have all of these things.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know you can. I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking, if you're planning your food every day, realistically and stuff, that frees up a lot of your time to do other things.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole weight loss thing does not take very much time, y'all.
No.
For everybody, right? I mean, it's like, what did we think all this time is?
Yeah, and I don't feel like it takes a lot of time. I think I hit more of an issue probably around the, I mean, I tend to overwork and I tend to, you know, take all those other things at such a high level that I achieve mm-hmm. on. I think I use this as like I use food as my comfort when I'm overtired or overworking or whatever. And so, you know, kind of that idea of getting rid of my whoopee, like that's kind mm-hmm. of like I keep hanging on to it because mm-hmm. I hadn't really ever thought of it this way till right this minute, but it's like, it's the thing that allows me to work at that high level on everything else. That's a huge thought right there. I mean, I didn't know that was in there, but I see it now of like, well, if you take that away, then when you're having to push yourself in all of these other areas, like how are you going to comfort yourself? How are you going to calm down? How are you going to nurture yourself? Because that's what food ends up being for me.
Right. And first you need to ask yourself, do you really need comfort? Right. Yeah. And second, you need to ask yourself, okay, I mean, yes, you need self-care, right? Yeah. You need to take care of yourself. How are you going to do that mm-hmm. other than food?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, this is my, for the next 30 days, I'm figuring this out.
Yeah, I feel like now I want to write out what does working hard and, which I want to work hard, so that's mm-hmm. not like that's a chore. I love that.
Right.
But what is working hard and going all in with my teenager who really needs me right now, look like without using food as my comfort. I think I need to map that out and see what that looks like so I can visualize what does that look like so that I can start to believe that those things can coexist.
But here's the other thing. You got to quit saying you overwork.
Yeah. And I don't, and I really don't anymore as much as I used to anyway.
But I would work myself
to the point of exhaustion, and then I would use food to prop myself back up.
So you need to just start saying, I choose to work.
Yeah.
You know, because if you keep saying you overwork, then heck yeah, you're going to be looking for comfort because you think you're overworking.
That's true.
And then you also watch your language about your daughter, right? You said something about, she needs my attention, you know, or she needs me a lot these days. And it's like, that can be an okay thought, or it can be like, and I'm probably going to need to eat over it sometimes.
That's true. Yeah, that is true. And that's what I've been using as an excuse. Like, I need to connect with her and we're going to get like Minchie's yogurt and we're going to do this stuff. And like, we're eating meals together and we're hanging out together and she needs me. And like telling myself some story around how those other things don't go together. Like, I guess I have a belief that if I'm going to go all in with weight loss, that I got to sit all that other stuff over on the side and focus on this. And that, when's that going to happen?
I know.
Like rest of my life. Never. Yeah.
And so, and you know that connected with your daughter is a feeling that comes from your thoughts, right? It's not because we went for ice cream. It's not because of all, you know, we do things together. It's that comes from your thoughts and it's like, okay. So yeah, it's just kind of working on those different areas.
That's good.
Just deciding that everything is a choice. Everything is a choice you make, how much you work, what you do with your daughter, you know, and whether you want to, you know, whether you eat this or that or whatever, it's just all a bunch of choices.
Okay.
Okay.
So I can get the plan and the planning in my head. Like, how, any thoughts on how to either more regularly or something check in with myself so I don't just go on autopilot on these things? Like, mm-hmm. like, are there some kind of proven like tools of like, do this every morning? I mean, I journal every day, but mm-hmm. I don't know, how do I start getting much more aware of those things being choices as kind of feeling like they're just, I don't know, what would you call that? Like, I mean, they're not happening to me, but like, mm-hmm. they're like I don't have a, well, for one thing, I have a habit of saying I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice but to work. I don't have a choice but to put myself aside and go help her. I don't have a choice. So how do I start to check in more regularly of that?
Well, I think first you can just do a big old TDL and just say, like, what do I choose to do?
Okay. Like,
what are the choices I'm making in my life right now?
I love that.
You know, you are choosing to work, you're choosing to, I mean, we don't have to do anything, right? We don't have to even, I mean, literally the only thing we have to do is die, because we don't even have to pay our taxes, right?
Right.
And so we can go to prison. So it's like, what am I choosing? And then on a daily basis with your journaling, like with your assessment every day, you can say, what choices did I make today? Or what did I choose today?
Yeah.
Think what happened to me or something like that. Like, right. No, what did I choose?
You know, it's also really funny. I just noticed, I'm really big on taking responsibility, like especially with my daughter and other people. And that's kind of hilarious that I'm not really taking responsibility for all of that stuff, including the work and all of it.
When we feel super irritated about something, it's time to turn that mirror onto ourselves and say, yeah. Okay, what is why, you know, this is about me, right?
Okay.
And so, yeah, like when somebody else does something, like when my mom like grazes on and eats food all the time, and like I call her and she's got something in her mouth and all this kind of stuff, it's like, oh my gosh. And I turn that mirror around on me and it's like, no, I got my issues with food, you know, to work on. So,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. And so, yeah.
Really good.
All right.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for a good old butt kicking. I needed it.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. All right, Sue and the rest of y'all get in line now. I don't want any breaks. All right.
I didn't expect it to come that fast.
Oh, yeah, you're up. I should have told you were up. Well, you just raised your hand, so I couldn't even tell you you were up next. All right, what's up? Are you there?
Okay.
Oh, I think
you... I joined in June.
Yes.
I joined in June, and I've lost 18 pounds, and I got on the scale yesterday and I gained 8 back.
Okay, so what's going on here?
I was like 8 in like 3 days. That's just like crazy. I'm drinking iced tea. Is that a bad thing?
Was it got a bunch of sugar in it?
No, it's a diet. No. It's Crystal Light.
No.
I'm drinking it by like the quart.
Okay. Any other big changes just in the last week or so?
Well, I haven't been journaling. I'll be honest. I haven't been journaling, but I am not I'm not like binging.
Mm-hmm. So, did you have some overeats though?
Yes, I did. I went out to dinner twice.
Okay. Okay. So, do you have this data in terms of your plans? So when you say journaling, do you mean like doing your plans every day? You haven't been doing that?
I haven't been doing my plans, but when I did go out to eat, I only ate half the portion,
mm-hmm.
brought the other half home and ate it at another meal.
Okay.
Because when I go out to eat, I have this thing that I always ask for a container to be brought when mm-hmm. my food's served, and I put half of my meal in the container.
But did you eat to your plus two?
No.
Okay. There we go. I mean, I don't care how much, that's great that you brought some home, but you still got to eat to your plus two, no matter how much food it is, or no matter how little food it is.
It kind of scares me. I was on the PNP tribe and mm-hmm. I saw somebody asked girls who have been successful, mm-hmm. like, what do they eat? And when I saw the amount of food they were eating, it kind of scared me.
Well, you know, everybody's different though, but it's like, Okay. Well, are you up for that? Do you want to lose weight or not?
I do. I actually just booked a Disney cruise and it's to Hawaii.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we got some goals here.
It's not until next April.
Okay. So you got some time.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. So, first off, I'm kind of channeling Corinne here. Like, if you don't have data to look back at, you can't even question why you gained, what'd you say, 6 pounds?
Eight.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh my God, 8 pounds.
But here's the deal. We kind of figured out what happened, right? But you don't want to have to get on a coaching call with me every time to figure out what happened. You need to have that data from your plans. And so I want you, so here's your plan moving forward, right? Plan and assess every day. And the new planner pages, they are up on the website. I will post a link to them.
I'm going
to
print them tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah. So, and they have the plan and the assessment on the same page. So you put them right next to each other and you can tell what you ate, and then you're doing your keeping track of your hunger scale and all of that on one page. We're making it as easy as possible for y'all. So yeah, that's what it's going to take. It's going to take being honest with yourself, keeping your data, and that's how you lose weight. And so when you weigh again, you'll know what you need to work on.
I had a partner and we were kind of messaging a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, almost every day, and she kind of fell off.
Okay.
I kind of fell off. So I don't think we were really great for each other.
Yeah, so that's okay.
I think I need an accountability group or something to try to be in.
Did you hear me talking about it earlier about the post on the Facebook page?
On Mondays?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So just, I want you to get on there on Monday and post, and then you can read other folks' posts, respond to them if there's somebody you think. But here's the deal. By the way, I'm sorry, I got a little distracted. If somebody wants to post the direct link to the new planner pages on the website, y'all can do that in the chat if you want to. You may be having some thoughts like, well, you know, this last person didn't work out. Maybe I'm not meant to have somebody or something like that.
She was very nice. Don't get me wrong. You know,
it just didn't work out for whatever reason, right? No drama, no nothing. Just, okay. On to the next person. So that's where I want you to kind of come from there, where it's just, okay, just wasn't the right fit. No worries. Just move on and get on there and get you somebody.
What is involved in a Marco Polo group? I thought maybe I might like to do that.
Yeah. It's just do you know what Marco Polo is?
My kids played it when we had a pool, but I don't really remember.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's the same thing. But yeah, it's an app on your phone and it's a way to do, it's basically like text messaging back and forth, but instead of writing, you do videos back and forth.
Oh, okay.
And so it's just, you know, you just hold your phone up and you do a video and then someone else will come back, you know, your partner will come back to you and do a video. So it's real easy to use. And so it's just, you know, kind of a quicker way than having to type a bunch of stuff in. But I mean, but I want you to put that in the post. Like, I prefer to communicate this way. If you don't want to do Marco Polo, then if you want to do text or Facebook Messenger is another way to do it. Whatever, you know, there's all kinds of different options there. And so it's just really post in there what you're looking for. It sounds like you want to be able to post your plan.
Yeah.
Back and forth for accountability. And so, yeah. So just get in there and look around and find you somebody.
Yeah. I mean, I know I can be successful because I lost 18 pounds.
Yes.
Even though it says I gained 8 back.
I almost just think maybe your scale was a little off or something. And I just would just, you know, really move forward with like, okay, well, here's my opportunity to kind of just tweak a few things and keep going.
Yeah, because the last time it showed me up 6.
Yeah.
It went down in like 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it could just be like water retention or whatever too. Right. You know, I crave salt.
Yes.
So it could be that too.
Yeah.
But I try to practice saying to myself, whatever the scale says, I still love myself.
Oh, I love it.
I do try to say that even before I get on the scale.
Okay. Well, continue that. Keep doing that for sure. I love that. And then, I mean, and do that, you know, the Hello Scale worksheet, right? At least once a week, do that in terms of, okay, this is the number on the scale, right? The number is totally neutral. Like it's just a piece of metal that's giving you a number. You don't know what's going on in those gears and that piece of metal, right? But it's up to you whether you let it, you know, make your day, ruin your day, whatever it is, right? You just say, okay, that's interesting. I wonder what might be going on here. Let me kind of look back at my data, right? And that's why we keep our data. Mm-hmm. And then let me just see, you know, see what I might need to tweak moving forward.
A lot of people seem to weigh every day. Is that like something?
It's totally up to you. It's all about whether you have drama or not, right? I mean, it's all about your thoughts about the scale. And so for some folks, they weigh once a week and that works for them. Others weigh every day. But you, again, no matter what, you don't want it to ruin your day or make your day. I mean, you want to be responsible for that, right? You don't want to give that piece of metal power over you, power over your emotions. And so I just like to, I mean, every time I weigh every day, but I get on and I'm like, okay, this is just going to be an interesting one way of measuring what's going on. I mean, it's literally like the gravitational pull of your body on the earth. Yeah. That's all it is. And it's a, you know, it's a piece of metal that is not a perfect machine or anything like that either. Right. And so
to swim 5 times a week,
mm-hmm.
I try to go to 3 classes, which are like 45, 50 minutes long. Yeah. And then twice a week, just swim laps, you know, yeah. So I've added that.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I just think if you just get back to planning so that you have that data and then you keep, you know, listening to your body, right? Whether you're eating at home or whether you're out, you stop when you're at your +2, then you will, that scale will start moving down.
And I'm not just losing for the cruise. I mean, I've tried to go on this cruise for like over 10 years.
Yeah.
Disney only goes to Hawaii every once in a while. So I have actually been booked on 2 of the cruises previously and we had to cancel for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
So this was just amazing that I got a room, you know, on this ship. It was just accidental. Mm-hmm. So I need to lose the weight for my health, but it does give me a goal.
Yes, absolutely. It gives you kind of a timeline but I want you to go ahead and decide how you want to feel, you know, when you step on that boat, right? Like no matter what the scale says, no matter where you are, you decide that when you step on that boat that I worked on myself and I became a different person in these ways, right? And write those out. No matter what, you know, I mean, because I'm just big on goals where it's like, and Wanda's in line to talk to me. We talk about goals all the time where it's just like, it's not necessarily about, accomplishing the goal. It's all about the person that you become to get there. And then if you don't reach the goal in the time that you set, then you keep going or you set a new goal or whatever it is. But goal, you know, setting goals is all about just striving for them and reaching for them and you keep going no matter what.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Bye. All right. We got Wanda and Judith up. We're about halfway done. So the rest of y'all, if you want to get coached. Ooh, good, Sherry. Okay. Sherry, you're after Wanda and Judith. Hey, lady. Hey there.
Good.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. What's going on?
I was going to talk about. The scale is doing good. I'm down like almost really 30 pounds since camp April.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. But I don't see it, which is frustrating. You know, like I look ginormous, which I am ginormous, and I feel ginormous. I feel it a little bit. I mean, I feel the improvements a little bit in my mobility,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, I look ginormous, and that's just
okay. You got to quit saying that, okay? That doesn't help you, right?
Okay, but it's the truth, though.
Well, that is your thought about you. right? Okay. Yeah, I mean, everybody on this planet does not, that's not a fact, right? It feels true to you, but it is not a fact. And so, and I want to ask you, how does it help you to keep saying that?
No, it doesn't. It probably don't help me. And that's why when I look in the mirror, I can't look in the mirror. I don't like looking in the mirror because I feel disgusted with myself. But I know I didn't put the weight on overnight. Well, it seems like I did put it on overnight, you know, after I lost it. And now, you know.
But that's another thing. That's another thing that you're telling yourself that you think is true, right? But you know that's not true. But you've got this story in your head that's create. You've got this big story that's creating you, I mean, a way to beat yourself up, right? And you know that beating yourself up is not going to get you to weight loss, right? You have to love your way to weight loss. Do you love yourself? Be honest. Yeah. That's what we got to work on. And you're just right on time, right? You just needed to lose a little bit of weight and see yourself in the mirror and hear yourself saying these things. And now it's time to work on your self-love. Have you done that, the self-love course?
No.
Okay. That's your homework. Okay. You got it. You got to get going on that. And it's got these daily journal prompts. And one of them is you got to stand up and look in the mirror and tell yourself, it's like 10 or 15 things that you love about yourself.
Okay.
And, you know, it's going to be some work, right? But it is going to be the work of your life. Okay. Because you are just right at this place where you can keep losing weight. Or you can keep beating yourself up and probably not lose any more weight, right?
And I kind of feel like, you know, ungrateful person. You know, like I'm making progress, but yet I'm not happy with the progress right. I'm making because I don't see it. I mean, you know, I don't, you know, 30 pounds is not really anything to sneeze at, you know, but because I have so much to lose, I can't see the 30 pounds.
Right. And so I want you to do some journaling and really say, okay, I've lost 30 pounds. What has changed? Here's the deal. This is what I want you to do. What has changed between the time you were at camp and now?
Okay.
Right.
Well,
that
my mobility is nowhere near where it should be, but it has improved. I know.
Right. And I want you to, that's one thing on your list, right? I want you to get as specific as possible. How has your mobility improved, right? Improved. But what habits have you developed in the last 30 pounds?
Well, not very many.
Are you planning?
Yeah, I'm planning.
Yeah?
Not 100%, though.
That's okay, right? You're planning more than you did 30 pounds ago.
Right. Yeah.
Right. It's this practice. And here's the thing, like, you know, I'm asking you this stuff. It's like our brain doesn't want to go there. It doesn't want to go to how far you've come. It doesn't want to go to all the good things that have happened in the last, you know, 2 months.
Yeah, I see a lot of bad things. I probably can rattle that off without.
Oh, yeah. It's real. I mean, our brain, Corinne said this the other day, our brain, 80% of our thoughts go to the negative. I mean, so our brain is just wants to go to the negative. Almost every time. And we have to be intentional. That's what that self-love is about. That's what all of our work is about, is to be intentional about, wait a minute, no, this is how far I've come. Yes, I have farther to go, but I'm just going to focus on how far I've come right now. And I'm going to force my brain. You have to force the gears to start moving forward, right? You have to like this. I mean, and so yes, like you're planning way more consistently than you did in the past. I know you are moving your body more than you did in the past.
Yeah, I'm sitting.
Right, you're swimming. What?
I said I'm sitting outside the gym now procrastinating. I've been sitting here for.
But you're going to go in. You are going to go in after this.
Yeah.
And I mean, and in the past, you may not have even gotten in the car, right?
Right,
and
right.
You're getting on here with and coaching with us and right. Working through your shit and you're coming back to camp and all of this stuff, right? And it's like, but also I want you to just think about the day-to-day things that have changed.
But then when I look in the mirror, I don't see it, and I feel huge.
Well, that's where you got to work on. I mean, like, focusing on what you can see now in terms of, like, your what is going on now. And then when you look in the mirror and you say, okay, this is my next thing to work on. I am going to do these self-love prompts and decide that, okay, these are the thoughts that I'm working on about what, you know, how I think about how I look, you know, how I look in the mirror. And I want you to go through, I want you to write down all the thoughts now that you have, just so you get them out of your head and onto paper, right? And I want you to question every single one of them, because a lot of them are lies that you tell yourself, right? I'll never lose this weight. You know, I can't do this, even though you've already lost 30 pounds.
Right.
And all these things. And then with through the self-love work and doing those journal prompts every day, it's like, just start with one. What is one positive thing that I can say about myself when I look in the mirror? And even just, maybe not even that, like maybe I am just going to take 30 seconds and just look at myself in the mirror. You know, if you don't do that on a regular basis, and just smile, because you have like the most amazing smile ever in the world. And so I am just going to look in the mirror and smile at myself today. And that's enough. Right? And I can tell by looking at you and seeing those tears that's the work that that you need to do right now. Right?
You're right.
And it's just, this is where you are. And you're doing it, Wanda. I just don't want you to quit.
No, I'm not going to quit. I can't.
Okay. Okay. Well, then we won't even worry about that.
No, I'm not going to quit. But, you know, I feel like I could probably speed up my process if I get those things under control.
You can speed it up if you want to. But here's the deal. As long as you just keep doing it, that's the thing about our four basics, right?
Right.
You can, you know, you can go fast or you can go slow, but if you just don't quit, you will eventually, maybe 2 or 3 years down the line, but eventually you will get to the weight where you want to be.
Right. Okay.
And so maybe you don't need to go too fast right now. It's focusing on this more mental work right now. And that's okay too.
I just, because, you know, I have in the back of my mind, my job situation. So that's, mm-hmm. I feel like that's weight to come down on me. And that's part of the reason why I feel like I need to speed things up.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, here's the thing, like that's a pretty good reason, right? Mm-hmm. And, but it's just a matter of thinking, okay, I'm going to do the best I can. And then the job situation will take care of itself no matter what it is, right? It's like everything, I don't know. I just believe that everything's supposed to happen the way it goes, you know? And so it's just like, I'm just going to do the best I can, you know, coming up with some kind of thought like that, because if you put this pressure, like you say, this weight, that doesn't help you. You know, lose the weight any faster. That probably ends up, you know, the opposite direction, where you're putting so much pressure on yourself to do this quickly, and then you kind of crash and burn. And so it's like, okay, if I can just decide that I'm going to do the best I can moving forward, that's all I can do.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
But I want you to do some writing about this job situation too. In terms of like how you want to feel about it, instead of pressured, instead of, you know, there's this urgency, you know, how do you want to feel about it? But also the self-love course too. Okay. And I want you to get on here every week. If you want to get on here and check in with me, I'll be here. Okay. All right. Take care.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Wanda. Okay, we got Judith, Sherry, and Sierra. Hey.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. How are you? What's going on? Right.
Well, I have to say I've learned a lot by just listening to the calls and realizing that it's okay to just listen to coaching, whether you think you want to be coached or not. So that's just a thought for me to share with everyone.
I agree. And I think that's important to point out every once in a while. I mean, there are probably at this point thousands. I mean, I'm sure there are. There are thousands of members, you know, who haven't ever been on a coaching call, but they just learn from others and they get what they need and they are losing weight left and right. So, yep. Good point.
Two of the things that I'm hoping to touch on today are related to, you've already talked about brain going to the negative, and that's one of my big ones. And then, like Toby, I'm pretty much happy where I am at the moment, and I just need to move forward with that. But that's, I'm good there. But so starting with the relationships,
okay.
I'm working through the relationship module again. I think that I have coached with you before, related to work slightly, and I'm still working through that. So today, actually, I did an unintentional model that triggered lots of TDLing. I've gone through strategies for creating a positive bond with the supervisor, and it really comes down to I need to give her benefit of the doubt that she's trying to do well, right? So, and that she is not responsible for telling me I do a good job, but that's part of my expectation manual, right? I want to be acknowledged for my good efforts and successes, not just when we as a team fall short. So then when she doesn't operate according to my manual, keeping in mind that I'm a recovering people pleaser and I'm having a relapse, right? It reminds me that when she doesn't operate by acknowledging, I tend to remember falling short and with other people, and those things really mattered. And it also I create in myself a feeling of less than,
right?
I'm not good enough. So what does my supervisor want looking for her manual? She wants people to do their job and she has to answer to other people. She wants to be considered as a good administrator to the people above her. So why are my reasons for wanting her to follow my manual of hers? It comes down to the ultimate is I want my work efforts to be recognized and rewarded with what I ultimately want at work, right? So that brings me to I've been working hard to show her how valuable I am to this team. And my ultimate goal is I want to be on the team 5 days a week. I want full time there, not put other places. And so I'm getting ticked and pissed that that's not happening. So please help me make sure that my thoughts are going in the correct direction.
Okay.
That my feeling is that when she reduced me from 4 to 3 days, I felt my efforts were in vain and meant nothing to her. After going through the parts of the module I have, am I thinking in a good direction? That is it possible that she's seen how hard I work and that she needs me in another area to fill a bigger picture objective? Is it possible that she appreciates my flexibility and willingness to go wherever she needs to put me? And as I journaled further, we were just in professional development on Tuesday and she made a statement where she was talking about what is her need of our team, of our speech team. I'm on the speech team as well as on the preschool team, that in for both teams, flexibility is important. And she made the comment in front of my colleagues, I really appreciate Judith for always saying, I'll do whatever you need me to do. And yet in my head, I eye rolled and I got mad because my negative talk was, yeah, and what good did it do? Which then, after more thought, has me to the place of, is this where I need to focus my thought energy of, if I'm going to say, send me wherever you need me, I need to really mean that and not be a conditional team member, but to be an unconditional team member.
Right. Right.
Okay.
But I want to call out one thing. Well, I want to first say, you know, great work. And it's, I mean, and just for everybody, this is like, you know, that was that just the one worksheet?
that it's been like, yeah, I think it was just the one worksheet, but it's like three pieces,
right?
Three of the modules of that.
Right. Event. But the whole thing, I mean, you know, kind of the whole theme of that work that you just did was really thinking about where she's coming from, right? With, you know, and that's so important with, well, here's the deal about like, you want, I mean, it really can benefit you to kind of see where other people are coming from, but you also don't want to just give people thoughts either, right? And so I think you're just kind of staying open, like this is where she could be coming from, but we can't read other people's minds, and so we don't know right. for sure. But we can just decide whatever we want is going on in someone else's mind. But there was one thing you said about valuable. You said something about being valuable. And the whole thing about valuable is that that's a feeling. Okay. And that comes from your thoughts. That does not come from what anyone else says, what anyone else does. And you feel valuable because of a thought that you're thinking. So it's important, you know, all this, you know, that what she said and all of that stuff is great, right?
Right.
But you don't need that. You can right. decide you're valuable 100%.
Right.
From your thoughts, you have total power over that feeling. So that's good news.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Yeah. You're just like, you're doing some great work because you're totally aware of the manual that you have for her. And, you know, and so you can kind of recognize that the next time it comes up and, you know, all that kind of stuff and keep adding to your manual to her. Right. I mean, in terms of like, oh, there's another page in the manual that I have for her. So. All right. So anything okay. else or any other questions?
That, and then, okay. So much like part of Toby's conversation mm-hmm. with you, and I really appreciated her openness mm-hmm. and honestly, everybody on here, but hers really touched me where right now I have lost. I joined in January, became a groupie in September. So January of 19, I joined, but September of 18 started with groupies and I've lost 13 pounds since mm-hmm. being with PNP. I've lost at least 27 pounds since putting forth effort.
Right.
Okay, which went back a few more times. So started out at like when I really started focusing at like 230-ish, 230, 233. Right now it's anywhere from 206 to 208. I've been as low mm-hmm. as 203, but it's been staying at 208 for the last week. And the scale, I'm like, it's just data. It will catch up. I've just got to be patient. I'm doing the work. I've got the plans I'm on. Today was 94 mm-hmm. consecutive plans. But that thought of, you know, I'm comfortable. I wrote down, I'm happy. I'm comfortable with mm-hmm. where I am, but I do want to lose more weight for health reasons. I want to wear smaller size clothes. I want to look less frumpy. So,
okay. So nope, that doesn't work, right? Like you're lying to yourself when you say you're comfortable.
Okay.
You're not comfortable or you would be losing if you would have lost weight, you know, lost more weight by now. Okay. So it's just kind of like calling yourself out and saying, no, that's really not what's going on here.
Okay.
My husband's leaving. And my window, yeah, my window looks out the front of the house. So, so it's just like, no, I know I'm not really comfortable. You know, it's these thoughts that you've had for a long time. You know, we've always got to work on questioning our thoughts because it's like, is that really true? No. If I was really comfortable, then I wouldn't even be thinking about losing weight.
Okay.
And all so right. it's just like, okay, no, that's a lie. I really do want to lose weight. And like I was saying with Toby, it's like, okay, it's non-negotiable now. This is happening.
All right. And I can tell my brain, I'm not settling anymore.
Right. Okay. I like that. I like that. I like that thought, even though it's like kind of, you know, it's got the negative, like I'm not doing this, but you know, kind of work on something a little bit more positive sounding too, though. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that's wrong, but it's just like,
right,
you
know, right.
Like, but yeah, I mean, if that helps you, if that serves you, you know, I'm not settling anymore. Okay. You
all know, right.
But also, yeah, just, you know, and this is for everybody. It's just like question all that stuff. And there's, I mean, it's this whole complacency kind of, mm-hmm. idea. But complacent, I actually looked it up in the, like, you know, I love to do that where it's like, okay, what does complacent really mean? And it was so interesting because it's like, if you're complacent, then you're actually satisfied with yourself. And yeah. It's like, so like, you're not, I mean, so it's like, you're not really complacent because if you were, you wouldn't be wanting, you know, like I said, you wouldn't have that other conflicting thought that you want to still lose weight.
Right. Okay. And I just realized this again, you know, Toby was funny because she was like, I just realized this just now, but this thought just popped in that I'm using it as an excuse to not move forward.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So you're getting like, I mean, I'm just so proud of you because like you're getting real, but it's recognizing that and then not beating yourself up. Right. Like, right. Oh my gosh, what an amazing realization I've had today. I've been using that as an excuse. And I don't want to do that anymore. So, you know, and of course your brain wants to make excuses all the time to not, you know, to not get out of its normal, you know, homeostasis or whatever you want to call it. So it's like, okay, great. Let's move forward and get
your brain
a little, you know, a little fired up here.
All right.
Okay.
Lose those 8 by camp.
So yes. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Good goal. All right. Bye. All right. Sherry and Sierra. All right. There she is. All ready to go. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm a little nervous. It's my first coaching call.
Well, you're on. You did great.
Thank you.
I'm not very scary, am I?
No, not at all. I've been enjoying, I'm learning a lot. And good. I resonate with every single woman that's been on so far.
So glad to hear that. Awesome.
I'm a June baby. I've been listening to Corinne's podcast, I guess, since January, February. Okay. Before I found PNP, I've actually lost 75 pounds.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome.
Just total no... you know, just eating healthy and changing my, you know, changing habits. But when you were talking about complacency, I'm at a point where it's like I self-sabotage myself. I had a goal to reach my 100-pound mark by the end of this year. Well, I've been doing that for 2 years now. And I get so close to it, and then I self-sabotage myself. It's like I'm afraid to reach that number.
Why do you think you're afraid?
I don't.
What's so scary?
I have tried and to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's being overweight. I'm 61. I've been overweight since I was like 13.
Yeah.
I've been on every diet. You know, it's the same old story. I'm sure you hear all the time. I know why I got fat other than eating. I mean, I'm an emotional eater, stress eater. I eat for boredom.
So are you ready to be someone different?
Yes, I've been ready.
Okay. So why do you think you keep sabotaging yourself? Because I almost want to question, like, there's something going on there, right? Where it's like, if you were really ready, you would have done it.
It's almost like I'm afraid. Like,
you're afraid. There's something you're scared of.
I've always used, like, I wouldn't... like as a shield, as to protection. I mean, I am one of those abuse survivors. And
are you ready to shed that shield and be vulnerable?
I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
My major problem that I have besides emotions, is the grab assing and mindless at night, my 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. It's like this alarm goes off inside my head at 8 o'clock and I say, you have to eat now.
Yeah. Well, it's totally just a habit, right? It's not confusing.
No, I know it's, I know, that's just it. I know it's a habit.
Right.
But it's a habit that I just, for some reason, haven't been able to master.
It's you haven't been able to master it yet because it's a habit you've had for years and years and years, right?
Too many years.
And it's just, well, first off, thinking it was too many years is not going to help you, right? Because that's just beating yourself up. And so it's just recognizing like, well, of course I'm going to want to eat at 8 o'clock. I've done it every, you know, almost every night for the last however many years.
Right.
And so when it comes to 8 o'clock, yeah, this alarm bell is going to go off in your head. And then if you decide you're not going to eat when you have eaten every other time, that's going to be hard.
It almost causes like a panic when I tried to tell them. I mean, I will go to the kitchen, just grab whatever. It could even be something healthy. But the fact is, it's a habit I want to break because I just don't want to do it. But I get physically like.
So what do you think it's going to take to break that habit?
If I knew that, I wouldn't have that habit.
If you had to guess, what do you think you need to do to break that habit?
I don't know.
I mean,
I wish I had an answer. I hate sounding stupid. Like,
No. Well, that's the other thing, right? I hear a lot of, you know, beating yourself up, right? What if I told you it was literally, you just like 8 o'clock comes and you don't eat?
I guess I've been doing it for so long. I don't know.
Yeah.
What
do you think might happen?
I'm telling myself, if I could just not eat after 8 o'clock, if I could just stop it, then my weight would start going down again. Yeah. And then I tell myself, well, you must really not want to lose the weight because you do what you're doing.
That's not helping you either, right? Because here's what's happening. Let me tell you what's happening, you know, at 8 o'clock in your brain. It's like it is so used to eating at 8 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when, you know, it sounds like maybe you've kind of tried at some times to, you know, maybe not eat. And then your brain is, like you said, this panic comes, your brain just throws a big old fit because it's so used to eating at 8 o'clock. But it's important to remind yourself that that's exactly what's supposed to be happening. Like, totally what's supposed to, nothing has gone wrong. It's totally normal. Oh, shit, I lost her. I'm just going to keep talking to you, Sherry. That's Sherry, right? Okay, I'm going to keep talking to Sherry and she can listen to the replay. And this is for everybody, right? We think something has gone wrong when we hear our brain throwing a fit. And it's totally normal. And so we have to remind ourselves that, of course, when 8 o'clock comes and I've eaten every other night at 8 o'clock, I'm going to want to eat again. And when I tell myself no, my brain's going to throw a fit. And so it's a matter of practicing that and allowing those thoughts to come in, even allowing the panic to be there. And telling yourself that you can do this, right? Panic is just a feeling in your body that can't hurt you, that, you know, it's a vibration in your body just like any other feeling. And so it's a matter of practicing that. And here's the thing, at first, you may still end up eating. But if you can just work on delaying it and delaying it without white knuckling through the urge. Because this is just an urge. And so, Sherry, I want you to go through the Buffering and Urges course. It's perfect for you because all that's happening is an urge at 8 o'clock. Because it's just an urge that's been responded to over and over and over again. And so Corinne has a 5-step process in that course of how you allow an urge instead of resisting it or responding to it. So that's where I want you to go. And, but for you, it's also working on your thoughts about, you know, wanting to lose this weight and your fears, processing through your fears of what will happen when you get to your goal weight, right? And, you know, just really, when anytime fear comes up, y'all, I love the question. It's not necessarily the funnest question in the world, but anytime I feel fear, I just sit there and go, what is the worst that can happen? Right? Like I did, I told y'all about my dares of the day that I've been doing in August. And I went out on that skywalk over the Grand Canyon. I'm like, I'm scared. Okay, what's the worst that can happen? I like pee on myself or something when I'm out there. But what's the worst that can happen? It's just an intense fear, like my body is going to shake. And it did. You know, I'm going to feel very, very intense fear in my body. And, you know, Brad was talking about it last night, actually, because we went out to dinner with my parents. And he was saying, like, I took her hand and it was like she just dipped it in water. My hands were sweating. All of this stuff, right? But that's all that can happen is just that feeling of fear. I mean, I knew intellectually I was not going to fall off. You know, I was not going to fall down the Grand Canyon to my death. That's not the worst that can happen, right? It's this feeling that we don't want to feel. And for you, Sherry, it's that panic. And that's why you eat, because you don't want to feel the panic. So that's what you have to practice doing. So get into that buffering and urges course and start practicing that 5-step process. And it's all comes back to, just like I was talking with Wanda about, self-love. It's about being okay to have urges. It's about being okay with eating sometimes and responding to an urge with food sometimes and being okay and saying, okay, I'm going to learn from this and go to the next one. Okay. All right, Sierra, I'm not sure if Sherry ever came back, but I hope she hears this. All right, Sierra, you are up. That's all I see in line. If any of y'all want to get in line, Candy, love to see. I saw where you said you were scared to raise your hand. I'd love to see you face your fears. Raise your hand. Yay, Candy. Okay, you're next. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on?
I wasn't planning on getting on today, so it might be a little bit scattered.
But... Oh, no. Just start talking.
Okay. Yes. So about a week ago, I started doing no sugar, no flour, because I just kind of wanted to experiment and see how it made me feel. And I've actually like felt very good on it. So like, I feel like cravings have gone down, like some digestive issues have gone down. And I promised myself I would try it for a month. Mm-hmm. And then if I didn't like it, I didn't have to keep doing it.
Okay.
But now that like I'm having these sort of successes and I'm feeling better, I keep having like, when I do TDLs, I have this thought that like, well, yeah, this is great for now, but I don't want to do this for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like what it sort of boils down to is I'm afraid to commit to this way of eating, because one, it's kind of hard to have to like always read ingredient labels and ask questions and stuff like that. And then I also always have to sort of make it about me and how I feel rather than like being able to eat with a group of people. So what I keep coming up with is like, well, what about Thanksgiving? What about going out to eat? What about all these situations where, like when I'm cooking for myself, fine, I can do that. But like these other situations, I'm afraid to sort of say, well, no sugar, no flour makes me feel good, so I want to do it. So I'm going to have to like make this about me and my needs and what makes me feel good. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. But I'm just sitting here because I'm no sugar, no flour, right? I've been that way for several years now. And I'm hearing you and this big old story you have around no sugar, no flour. Because like, I am like, oh my God, you can so go out to eat and it's no big deal. Like, oh my God, Thanksgiving, you plan an exception. No big deal. Right? I mean, it's like, I want you every single thing you said. And it looked like maybe you were like, you got all those written down.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to examine every thought you have about this and ask yourself like, okay, how could I, first off, is this true? right? Like, I mean, one of them was like, it's going to be so hard. Is that true? Right. I mean, and you want to back up and say like, okay, if this isn't something I want to do for the rest of my life, I mean, that's one thing to work on. Right. But then even, I don't know, even before you make that decision, I want you to just examine all these thoughts around it. And first say, is it true? And second off, like, okay, this is just a thought I'm having. What, you know, what could I think differently? Right. Like with Thanksgiving, for example, like, you know, I can just totally plan an exception on Thanksgiving. You know, it's just questioning all these thoughts that you have, but ultimately going back to, is this what I want? And do I like my reason? Right. You say you feel good and all that kind of stuff. And so it's just ultimately making a decision from a place of liking your reason.
So I guess, so what I've kind of been doing recently, like I said, I would do it for 30 days. Mm-hmm. And so I guess almost like delaying that where I say like, okay, I mean, that might be true, but I don't have to deal with that today because today's not Thanksgiving. Like, so today I choose to eat this way and then I can make that decision for tomorrow. I don't know if that's helpful. I mean, it's helpful right now, but it feels like I'm just kind of, and I know feeling.
You're delaying the decision. Yeah. You're delaying the decision. And it's like, no, I want you to address Thanksgiving today on August 17th and just say, okay, I keep thinking Thanksgiving is going to be hard, or, you know, I can't do no sugar, no flour on Thanksgiving. What could I think? And is that true? And what could I think instead? And I just gave, like, literally, I plan like I really like those yeast rolls on Thanksgiving. So it's like, I plan an exception and I have one of those rolls, and I mean, and I plan a dessert, you know, or whatever. Right. And then I'm just right back at it, you know, the next day. I mean, you know, you can plan the whole day or whatever. Right. And, but you know that you're also signing up for maybe some, you know, some physical discomfort and stuff that, I mean, everybody, it affects everyone differently. Right. And it's just like, okay, I know I'm going to have the runs for, you know, the next day, and it's, but then it's over with, you know? And so it's just like all that stuff. Yeah. But yeah, I want, because again, you're delaying your decision, and because you don't want to have to kind of face the, I mean, it's really fears that you have, like fears of my life is going to look differently. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm, you know, I'm going to have to do this instead. And so you're living in fear of making the decision and committing to it.
So is it not helpful to like acknowledge those fears and then just say like, but I'm going to do it anyways? I mean, is that a helpful thing? Cause sometimes I feel like when I have to go out and do a whole day's work and stuff, and like, I, you know, don't have food that I can pack, I say like, okay, well, I might be afraid that I'm not going to be able to find something to eat, but I know I can like look at a menu and make a decision. So yeah. I'm going to do it anyways. Is that,
yeah. I mean, I think it's like really, I mean, but again, I think it's questioning, like, is this really a real fear? Right. Okay. Or is this just a thought? Like my brain is just freaking out and is trying to come up with a fear that's not really a fear. Like, I mean, and this, I mean, for example, this one, it's like, I'm not going to be able to find anything to eat. That's the fear, right? Like, is that really true? Is that, I mean, because literally I've been doing this for years and there's not one restaurant I can't go into. I mean, if everything is fried, I can scrape the breading off and eat the chicken, you know? It's just like, I'm not going to starve here. And I'm not going to, I mean, and I think it's ultimately kind of peeling back a few layers. Like, what is really the fear going on here? Is it fear of being hungry? Is it fear of just my life changing too much? Is it fear of, you know, what is really the fear underneath? Like, I might not be able to find something at the restaurant, you know?
I mean, I think it's the sort of the fear of the change, but then also like the fear of doing it for myself. Like, there's no one else in the world that I would eat no sugar, no flour for. So it's sort of this fear of going out and saying like, oh no, I don't want to go to a pizza place because I don't eat I don't eat flour.
Right.
And so making it about me and making those decisions for myself rather than for some other reason.
So what is so kind of scary or weird or whatever about just making this decision for yourself?
So I think part of it is that, Like, I sort of pride myself on like self-sufficiency and not needing like help from other people or not needing other people to sort of compromise for me. Mm-hmm. And so I see that as like, I go out with my friends and they want to get pizza and beer. Right. And like, I'm like, okay, well, I want to go someplace where they serve chicken and salad. Mm-hmm. And then I'm asking other people to like change their plans, make compromises for me, which as I say it out loud and when I write it down sounds silly because they're my friends. So like, mm-hmm. obviously people are okay with that, but I guess that's, I mean, I'm making, again, I say it and I write it and I, mm-hmm. I understand that I'm making this huge story where like, yeah. I don't have to make it this huge story. It can just be like, okay, well today I'm going to ask them to change the restaurant and then, you know, it's up to them. So.
Right. Right. And I mean, and the other thing, I mean, and yes, I mean, but it's so interesting how you say like you're so big on being self-sufficient and stuff, but it's like, if you felt really self-sufficient, wouldn't you like stand up for yourself sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, so it's like, you kind of got these two things that aren't really, you know, gelling together. So, okay. And I think, I mean, and I'm feeling you here. Like, I know where you're coming from, where it's like, I'm not doing this for any other reason but myself. And like, that's kind of, maybe that's kind of freaking you out a little bit. Like, oh my gosh, I can just kind of make a decision to do something for myself and not, you know, have any other reason to do it, but just, I think this is important. And I think sometimes, I don't know, I'm just, you know, making a decision of any kind, sometimes it's hard for me. And yeah. So then when I do, then by the back of my mind, I start questioning it. And then like, I start looking for evidence that maybe it wasn't the right decision or it wasn't the, you know, the best decision. And so then somebody wants to go eat pizza and it's like, oh, well maybe I didn't make the right decision, you know, about this. And so, yeah, it's like, it's just like being, you know, practicing being confident in your decision. Like I made this reason, made this decision for this reason. And that's the only, you know, that's all I need. And then I can figure it out no matter what. I'm self-sufficient, right? I know how to figure stuff out. So, does that make sense? Oh, she's frozen. Are you there? There you are. Okay.
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 I don't know what happened. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, it's just being confident in your decision and, you know, and just saying, okay, I can figure it out no matter what, because this is important to me, you know, and this is what I want to do. And I'm not going to use anything else, you know, outside of me to, you know, to create, you know, cause me to question what I think is best.
Okay.
For me.
All right.
Okay. But I mean, again, I think you're doing great in that, like, you're giving yourself 30 days. And then, but I don't want you to like, I mean, at 30 days, I want you to make a decision, but I don't want you to like live in fear for, mm-hmm. you know, for 30 days either. I want you to like say, okay, what would I do at Thanksgiving? What would I do if everybody wants to go out to pizza? You know, I mean, those are the kind of things you need to figure out before you make this decision long-term.
Yeah. So kind of sitting down and like thinking of almost sort of like what could happen and then
it's obstacles and strategies. We talked about obstacles. So I want you to just make a list of every obstacle you can think of. And then what's a strategy that you could do to address it.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
All righty. All right.
Thank you.
All right. See ya. Bye.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, we got a good little line going. Okay. Candy, Sherry, and maybe that's Sherry who's messed up. So I'll see if that's her. Candy, Sherry, and Maryland. That may be all we have time for. Okay. Candy, I'm glad you got on here. Faced your fears.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Proud of you. Getting on here.
I'm hiding down in my sewing room in the basement now to get away from the kids.
Okay. All right. So what's going on?
Well, I want to talk about overeats.
Okay.
And a pattern that I've noticed, maybe leading to binging. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it actually centers around the kids. And when I'm having a stressful time with them, or, like I've gotten in an argument with them or yelled at them, and I tend to kind of just, go off by myself and eat and eat and eat until I'm basically my stomach hurts.
Mm-hmm. So why do you want to go eat after you said it's like, is it like an argument with them or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've tried to TDL through mm-hmm. it. And what I come up with is I feel like I'm trying to punish myself
mm-hmm.
by, I don't know if it's the physical pain is easier than the emotional pain of it or.
So I'm why do you need to punish yourself? What did you do? What do you think you did wrong?
I feel like I'm being a bad mom.
Yeah. So that's the thought, right? That's yeah. the painful thought. There. So it's a real simple model, right? You think you're a bad mom. You know, the circumstance is that, you know, you have a conversation with your kids, right? And maybe they, it ends with them not, you know, still being feeling upset or whatever it is, right? And yeah, and you have a thought that I'm a bad mom. And you feel, what do you feel when you think I'm a bad mom?
Failure.
Mm-hmm. And so of course you don't want to feel that, right?
Right.
Of course you're going to keep eating, you know, you're going to eat. And for, you know, for binging is really like it's a series of like you eat one, you probably maybe even think like, I'm just going to eat this one thing sometimes. And it's a series of chains. We call it, it's called behavioral chain analysis is the fancy word for it. But it's like you think you're going to eat this one thing, but, and then you eat it, but then you have a thought of, well, I've eaten this. I'm just going to eat something else because I'm a horrible person and I'm, you know, I shouldn't have eaten that. And so I'm going to eat this. And then you have a thought about that and it just leads to
mm-hmm.
going on and on and on. That's basically all a binge is. I mean, and so some people choose to stop, you know, and before that, and some people don't. And so, but it all comes back to that self-judgment and just judgment on top of judgment on top of judgment. And then it's food on top of food on top of food. And so, yeah, that's basically what happens there. And yeah, and it's like your part of your thought is like, I'm a bad mom and I should be punished. And so I'm going to punish myself instead of feeling my feelings and just feeling the failure. I'm going to punish myself with food. And there's actually a podcast through the Life Coach School. It's called Self Assault. And so that's what we're doing when we binge is that we're assaulting ourselves. And, you know, because we think that we are wrong in some way, that we should be punished in some way.
Right.
So
sometimes I feel like I'm so awful on the inside that it should reflect on the outside.
Mm.
So like, I get excited when I'm losing weight, but then the other part of me feels like I should.
Yeah. It's like the outside and the inside don't match. Right. And so that's just a whole nother reason for you to overeat because it's like, I still feel so bad on the inside. I need to, you know, look bad on the outside. And so, yeah. And it's, and that's why our program is so different in that we work on the inside. You know, we work on all of that negative self-talk because yeah, you're never going to keep the weight off if you just continue having that negativity on the inside. No matter, you know, if you're doing all the actions, you know, to lose weight, you'll lose weight, but you know, ultimately you'll have that, you know, unevenness. And so right. you still feel so bad on the inside that eventually you can resist so long and then eventually you gain it back. And so that's what, you know, most diets do because they don't address the mental.
That's what I'm at the point now that I usually get when I'm losing mm-hmm. weight. I hit the 25 pounds. I got into mm-hmm. the Queen's Club and I had lost a couple more and now I'm gaining it back and mm-hmm. I'm recognizing the overeats and I'm afraid I'm going to go backwards.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. So, I mean, and so, you know, that's what we've talked about, right? Where it's just like, it's totally clear. Nothing is confusing about why. You know, and I mean, and you're kind of in this stage too. You know, we have the four stages of weight loss and like, yeah, you lost the first 25, probably just really excited and really just kind of motivated. And then just over time, you move into that stage two where it's just like, it's not shiny and new anymore. It's just all the same stuff. And things kind of, you know, little quits kind of start to creep in. It's all totally normal. But that's key, right? Is just reminding yourself that all this is totally normal, that there comes a time when it's just, you know, you move into this just kind of blah, you know, it's kind of just a little bit harder. And so totally normal. Now this is, you know, just my next thing to work on. I'm going to start figuring out this, you know, this mental stuff. And so have you in your writing and things like that, have you talked about, or have you thought about how you might want to be thinking about these conversations with your kids?
Well, I keep trying to tell myself I can only control my actions, mm-hmm. not theirs. Cause I try to tell them that all the time when they're fighting with each mm-hmm. other.
Yeah. So that's interesting, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's really easy to say it, but it's hard right. to follow it.
Right. Yeah. So it's just like, you know, I'm just because I'm their mom, I'm not any more powerful than anybody else, right? In terms of, you know, they're little people too, little humans too, and they control their own emotions. But I think for you, and so that's, you know, that's a good thought for them, but I think with the model and with TDLing, you want to, you know, you want to be, I always say, you want to be selfish. You want to say, okay, I want to turn this back on me. You know, what do I make this mean about me? And so, you know, it's that whole thought of I'm a bad mom, right? I'm not doing this right or something like that. That's what you really want to address. And it's that laddering where you can kind of work on just starting with the thought, I keep thinking I'm a bad mom and that's okay. Like just to remind yourself that it's a thought, right? It's not true. You just keep thinking this and that's what's leading to the, you know, the overeating. And then you can build up to, you know, I'm open to the possibility that I might not be a bad mom or something like that. I mean, you can go as slow or as quick as you can in terms of I'm open to the possibility. I'm working on believing that I'm the best mom for my kids, all those kind of things. And so it's just really finding those thoughts that you can practice on the way up the ladder to ultimately like, I'm the best mom for my kids.
So
just kind of do some more writing on that and figuring out kind of what thought you can practice. But first, it's just accepting where you are now, right? And nothing has gone wrong. You're right exactly where you need to be. You were supposed to learn to lose these 25 pounds and get to this point and all that, right? It's just, you know, not fighting with the past, not wanting it to be different, and then just moving forward from here.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm proud of you for getting on and you had a great question that a lot of people, other people can benefit from. So you're not no longer a Zoom virgin. And so you get back on here again sometime. Okay.
Okay. Thank you
so
much.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. All right. Let's see if this is Sherry who was on before. Maybe she got her internet fixed. Yes, it's Sherry again. Hi.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, I talked a little bit more after you went off. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember where we left off. But do you have any more questions? Or?
I think a lot of it is, like I said, it's been such a habit of that 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's the quiet time. Yeah. I'm a caregiver to my 90-year-old mother who lives with my husband and I. He goes to bed early, so it's just me and the TV, my mm-hmm. computer. You know, I'm constantly doing both. Mm-hmm. And it's just like it's like robotic almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
One point you made with Candy is the shiny and new has worn off.
Yes.
I mean, I've been doing this for 3 years now. Mm-hmm. I should be at my goal. I should have been at my goal. But you know what?
If you keep thinking that.
I'll get there when I get there. I know right. I'll get there when I get there. I mean, I successfully has kept off the weight. I haven't gained it back.
Right.
I'm not at my goal weight.
And that's okay. Because you weren't supposed to be yet. You're just not there yet.
Right. I mean, I have a lot of the mental bullshit that the other women have been talking about,
I mean, I'm recovering from surgery, so I can't, it's not like you can get up and be physically active.
And you don't need to, though, because you need to heal yourself, right? And you right. can, and then you can eat, meaning, and eating healthy, good fuel foods will help you heal. So, right. yeah. So it's,
on top of that, while I'm healing and recovering from surgery, I lost my job of 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not by anything I did. My mouse just broke.
Oh.
I'm not having a good day. I'm sorry. You know, and so that I've been dealing with that for 3 weeks because I know, I said to a friend of mine, oh my, I'm on this emotional roller coaster. Mm. It made me feel like, you know, useless and worthless and my self-worth went down and, you know, I, all these feelings and I was eating my feelings. And she said, no, you're not eating your feelings. You are eating food.
Mm.
That was a huge thing. So now when I hear people say I'm eating my emotions, I'm eating stress, I'm like, no, you're eating food.
Oh, that's good. I might use that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, so then I really had like, she's right. I am eating.
You're just making a choice, right? You're just right. making a choice.
And there are times that I go, it's like I'm on auto drive or autopilot and I go in the kitchen, I grab something to eat. And it doesn't matter whether it's a healthy thing or, you know, something that's not in my, you know, in my food program. It's usually not planned for, but I have been trying on my 24-hour plans to include the things yeah. like my 8 o'clock things,
yeah.
whether it's, you know, one of those little 100 calorie bags of popcorn mm-hmm. or a piece of fruit or something like that. Mm-hmm. It kind of solves the panic situation, I feel. But
yeah, and that's definitely where you want to start, right? You want to start just putting it on your plan, and that way that you're not eating behind your own back anymore, right? You are just, right. you're totally intentional, like you're not on autopilot anymore. And you want to, you know, you want to quit saying that because that feels really out of control to me, right? Like you said, robotic, right? Like you are somehow possessed by, you know, some sort of robot or, you know, you're on this autopilot and it's like, no, I am in control. I make my own choices. And so I'm choosing to put them on the plan, you know, put this food on the plan. And then I make the choice in the moment whether or not to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the first step for sure. For
right.
sure. And
right.
we didn't really talk about that. So I'm glad you came back on. So yeah, that's absolutely the first step. And then as over time, you can start to say, hey, I've got this on the plan if I want to eat it, but I'm just going to not eat it and see and just watch my brain and see where right. it goes and feel a little bit of panic come up. And I know I'll be okay. And I'm just going to keep moving forward from there.
It's that fear yeah. of the unknown. And you would ask like, you know, like what's holding me back or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm holding myself back. Mm-hmm. And I know that mm-hmm. it's, and that
so
was
here we go. Let's, I mean, so fear of the unknown, what is so unknown? What literally I want us to go there. What is going to happen if you don't eat at 8 o'clock when you have an urge?
Nothing.
Like you're going to feel the panic, right? Yeah, I mean, that's going to be uncomfortable. Panic,
but I mean, it's not like I'm going to explode. Right. It's like, it will be uncomfortable. Yeah. I don't like being uncomfortable.
None of us do, right?
No, we don't like to feel uncomfortable. And I think that's it. It's that uncomfortable feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess I have to learn to experience it. And then another part of my issue that I'm having is the fact that it's been so long. I'm so bored with doing all of this and trying to lose weight. I hear, you know, I listen to the podcast where it's said this should be fun. This isn't fun for me. You know, it's just. It's
okay.
Like,
so let's just get this. Let's get this weight loss thing, like keep it boring and then have fun with the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I mean, weight loss doesn't have to be fun necessarily. I mean, it's great if you decide it's fun,
yeah.
but if that thought isn't working for you, then say, okay, this part of my life is the boring part.
Right.
I'm going to have fun in other parts of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Thank you.
It's just, you get, I'm sure there's other people at me that have a lot of weight to lose. I still have about 50 more pounds I would like to get rid of. Mm-hmm. And you get to that point where if you have lost a lot, mm-hmm. and it just feels like it's taking forever.
Well, and you just have to ask yourself, is me keeping on thinking that going to get me to where I want to go? You know,
and I know, you know, the answer is no, of course not. Right.
But it's also just being okay. Like, of course I'm going to think that it's taking forever, mm-hmm. you know, and that's like, that's normal. That's my brain wanting to, like, you know, do something different, but we're not doing it. We're not quitting. We're all in for this, and I'm not going to, like, attach to that belief anymore. It can be there, but I'm not going to listen to it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep going. And then I'm going to, you know, focus on this other fun stuff in my life outside of my food.
Right. I mean, I won't quit. I made a promise to myself, and I've just said, I don't care how long it takes, I will get there, you know, but I just want to stop with, I want to get out of my own way. I want to get out of my own bullshit thinking.
And the key to that is to hear those same old thoughts, mm-hmm. and do the action anyway that you're committed to doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Lost power.
I'm glad you came back on. Raise your hand so we could.
All right, thank you.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Oh my gosh, it's 2:00. Okay. All right. Let me see what these questions are real quick. Kathy's overwhelmed by the new planner. She printed out all 236 pages. I look at the questions and all the boxes. I'm an April baby, lost 17 pounds so far. I haven't been able to figure out the models yet. I can't seem to get my act together to follow the plan. I'm always starting over. Okay, here's the deal, Kathy. You don't have to do the journal pages. You don't have to do any of the questions. It is put your food down and then what you ate. That's it. Keep it simple. Let's practice some imperfection, y'all. And I'm right there with y'all, where you want to fill out every blank. You know, you want to fill out everything and it doesn't work. It doesn't work, right? You do what you need to do to lose weight. Filling out every single block on the planner is not what gets you to losing weight. What gets you to losing weight is the four basics. Hell, you don't even have to do anything. You don't have to use the planner if you are doing the four basics. Okay? So that's all I got. All right, y'all. I ran out of time. Marilyn, I hate that I ran out of time for you, but we're not supposed to go over. So if you will post your question and ask coaches, or Kathy will be back on here on Tuesday night. So... all right, y'all. Yeah, this was a good call and lots of good questions, and I will get this up as soon as I can, in terms of it'll probably be up tomorrow. So I'll write up everything and get it to you all. So, and don't forget tomorrow, Corinne has coaching at noon, and then we have the Queens Club. For those of y'all Queens Club members, the our call is at 2. So we got 2 calls tomorrow that Corinne is doing. And so she'll be doing a bunch of coaching tomorrow. So, all right, I will see y'all there. I'll be there for at least the first coaching call. So, all right, y'all, take care. Bye.